The last piece on this anniversary orchestral program is Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral. Higdon is on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music. As with Margaret Brower's comments about her piece, Jennifer Higdon's notes are so articulate and compelling, I'd like to share them with you. Blue, like the sky, where all possibilities soar. Cathedrals, a place of thought, growth, spiritual expression, serving as a symbolic doorway into and out of this world. Blue represents all potential and the progression of journeys. Cathedrals represent a place of beginnings, endings, solitude, fellowship, contemplation, knowledge, and growth. As I was writing this piece, I found myself imagining a journey through a glass cathedral in the sky. Because the walls would be transparent, I saw the image of clouds and blueness permeating from the outside of this church. In my mind's eye, the listener would enter from the back of the sanctuary, floating along the corridor amongst giant crystal pillars, moving in a contemplative stance. The stained glass windows figures would start moving with song, singing heavenly music. The listener would float down the aisle, slowly moving upward at first, and then progressing at a quicker pace, rising toward an immense ceiling which would open to the sky. As this journey progressed, the speed of the traveler would increase, rushing forward and upward. I wanted to create the sensation of contemplation and quiet peace at the beginning, moving toward the feeling of celebration and ecstatic expansion of the soul, all the while singing along with that heavenly music. These were my thoughts when the Curtis Institute of Music commissioned me to write a work to commemorate its 75th anniversary. Curtis is a house of knowledge, a place to reach toward that beautiful expression of the soul which comes through music. I began writing this piece at a unique journey in my life and found myself pondering the question of what makes a life. The recent loss of my younger brother, Andrew Blue, made me reflect on the amazing journeys that we all make in our lives, crossing paths with so many individuals, singularly and collectively, learning and growing each step of the way. This piece represents the expression of the individual and the group, our inner travels and the places our souls carry us, the lessons we learn and the growth we experience. In tribute to my brother, I feature solos for the clarinet, the instrument he played, and the flute, the instrument I play. Because I am the older sibling, it is the flute that appears first in this dialogue. At the end of the work, the two instruments continue their dialogue, but it is the flute that drops out and the clarinet that continues on in the upward, progressing journey. This is the story that commemorates living and passing through places of knowledge and of sharing and of that song called Life. Now we'll hear Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral with Robert Spano conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.